Okay, let's review Shkalim Daf Ches. Since there's Machlokes Tanoim, whether Rosh Hashanah for Maaser Behema is Rosh Chodesh Elul or Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Ben Azai holds that all animals born in Elul should be tithed independently. You can't mix them with last year's animals, you can't mix them with next year's animals, because he's not sure how to paskin in that Machlokes. The Gemara has two proofs that Ben Azai was a Talmud Chaver, and not just a regular Talmud, but a Talmud Chaver of Rabbi Akiva, and the Gemara bases both of those proofs on how he addresses Rabbi Akiva in different context, that he doesn't talk to him the way a regular Talmud would talk to his Rebbe. An animal conceiving is the equivalent of the chanata, the budding of fruit trees, meaning the stage of development of chanata of a fruit tree is the equivalent in terms of an animal's development of conception. An animal turning 8 days old, which is when its first royal akrav, its first royal to be brought as a karban, is the equivalent of grain growing 1/3 when it's first edible. Rabbi Yosa holds that from the fact that our Mishnah is only concerned with the day the animal is born, we see that Maaser Behema isn't dependent on Chanata or Hava Ashlish, when it's first Ra'i to be brought as a Karban, because we're looking at the time that it's born, we're not looking at when it's 8 days old. Rabbi Shammai holds that it is dependent on Hava Ashlish, which means the time when it's first by grain, when it would first be edible, and the equivalent by an animal when it would first be able to be brought as a Karban, but the Mishnah assumes that an animal can be brought as a carbon, not lechachila, but p'dieved, it would be kosher if it was brought as a carbon before 8 days were up. So even from the time of birth, it is in some sense ra'i for a carbon. The Mishnah says that the three small boxes that they would fill with the money were either labeled with Hebrew letters, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, or Greek letters, Alpha, Beta, etc. And the guy who went in to fill them up couldn't have any pockets, he couldn't have any hems, he couldn't have anywhere else to potentially hide any of the money, because we don't want people to suspect him of stealing anything, because then what's going to happen? He's going to get rich, and everyone's going to say, oh, he got rich off of stealing from the Shkalim. Or he's going to get poor, and everyone's going to say, oh, Hashem punished him for stealing all those Shkalim, and that's why he's poor. The Gemara gives two examples of where we are lomid sasu min amafurish. Number one, the size of boxes you can move on Shabbos to make room for guests or students is 9 se'in. How do we know that? But that didn't hilcha Shabbos, that the boxes that we're talking about, that you can move 4 or 5 boxes to make room for talmidim, how would we know that it's 9 se'in? Because that's the size of the large boxes by Shkalim, because each of the small boxes were 3 se'in, there were 3 trumos, so the large boxes must have been 9 se'in. And also, in determining the other example of lomid sasu min amafurish, is in determining how much wine is considered kedei mezigas yos kafa, to kedei mezigas kos yafa, to be chayiv for carrying on Shabbos, we learn from Dalet Kosos and Pesach that 1/4 of revius of undiluted wine is enough to make a mezigas kos yafa, so that must be the same shear for carrying on Shabbos as well. The Gemara raises 6 questions about Dalet Kosos and answers each of them. So 6 issues that it talks about by Dalet Kosos. Number one, you can drink all Dalet Kosos at one time without splitting them up with halal in between, and we prove that from the fact that you could say halal and shul instead of halal at the Seder, so there would be nothing to split the third and fourth coast, and still that's okay. Number two, you cannot just sip tiny amounts of each coast at a time. You have to drink a proper amount that could really get you drunk. Number three, you can use Shemitah wine for Dalet Kosos. Number four, you can use sweetened wine for Dalet Kosos. Number five, you can use diluted wine for Dalet Kosos, as long as it's red, Yayin Ki Yis Adam. Yayin, part of the definition is that it has to be red. And finally, that you can use cooked wine. Before describing the shear of a lug and revius halug, the Gemara tells stories of people whose faces shone. So there are 2 stories. One, a woman assumed that Rabbi Yonah's face shone because he drank lots of wine and because he raised pigs or because he lent with ribbis, but really it was from his ability to retain Torah that his face shone. And the second story, Rabbi Yochanan's students thought Rabbi Avoh's face shone because he found some sort of special gem, but really it was because he found a chiddush in Torah, and he was so excited about the Torah, that's what made his face shine.